Yeah, does the bathtub have a pointed front or a squared front?
Well, the most that I've ever seen is sharp in front and behind, too.
Okay.
But they've got them that you have to paddle them and run them, you know, and then they got them with motor stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcases.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
Okay. And what's another word that you could say besides necklace? That's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Well, folks used to call them beads.
Yeah. Well, would they ever say a pair of beads or a strand of beads or a string of beads?
Yeah, they'd call them strings of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one, you say that one man really
beat the other up.
Okay. What's another way you could say that?
Really hurt him or something.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knees. Oh, you mean back here?
Yeah.
That's a calf of your leg.
Okay. Are you familiar with the expression, an expression like he got down on his hunkers or his haunches or his scrunches or something like that? To mean that, you know, he got down
on his, well, on his knees, but that's a calf of his leg back up.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Well, anybody stingy don't want to spend nothing or get nothing.
And do you have a word that means somebody like that? He's really a...
Really stingy or closed or something that way.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks... What?
Well, I reckon I'd just say he looks funny with them on, I don't know.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like dutchy or slouchy or tacky to mean that?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. Now, suppose a woman is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, she really looks...
I'd say, she really looks bad with them on.
Okay. Now, suppose a woman is wearing her best clothes. You say, oh, she's really all...
Oh, she's really all dressed up.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man being all dressed up, you'd say, he's really...
Dressed up, too.
Okay. What word would you use for an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You'd say, he's certainly what for his age?
You mean couldn't get about good?
No, no, if he can get
about... Oh, I'd say he's pure to be as old as...
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is?
Well, I just call them ain't got no get up about.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peck of wood.
Okay. And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, I always call them bastards.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
What do you call the box or the case that a dead person is put into to be buried?
Well, casket and then steel vault sometimes.
Okay.